Freak was written in 2014 by Anna Jordan, who's a Bruntwood Award-winning playwright. Freak explores the themes of female sexuality in the modern age and the pressures that women feel in terms of expectations with sex. It focuses on two women, a 15-year-old girl called Leah, who's experiencing her sort of sexual awakening for the first time, and then a 30-year-old woman called Georgie, who, having just ended a long-term relationship, is finding her feet again and defining herself.
Within the context of the play, what does freak mean?
So in the single use of freak in the play, it's when the younger character Leah is challenged by her boyfriend to perform sexual acts that she doesn't feel comfortable with. But then, in retrospect, she's thinking maybe she could be a inverted commas freak and perform these acts that he wants her to, even though she's not comfortable.
As you said, the play was first performed 2014. Was it Edinburgh Fringe, I think? Yeah. It was. Did you see that first production of it?
No, I didn't. So I was introduced to the play through the playwright rather than the play itself. I saw Anna Jordan's play Yen. I was then just looking into her other stuff and found it that way.
So you haven't seen any of the sort of ways that they interpreted it?
No, I'm trying to keep an open mind. It's the first play I've ever directed, so I'm very much trying to just work it all.
You've acted in a number of new theatre plays. How does it feel to finally be directing?
It is very strange. It's a very different role, but it was the play that made me want to do it. I do miss the acting, and it's been weird watching the auditionees. But it's really interesting looking at a play and analysing more how the audience is going to be seeing it rather than just thinking about what you're doing yourself on stage.
You've mentioned that it is quite a serious subject that you're approaching. What made you think that it was suitable or particularly relevant for a university student at theatre company?
I think it's all about the age of the audience that will be seeing it. It's all about women understanding their sexuality and men potentially watching the play and seeing some of the issues that might be around in our society. And with all these sort of student rape cases and stuff that are so prevalent at the moment, especially in America, I think it just throws a whole light on that topic, which is very current and people are very interested in.
As you said, with your directing, you'll be looking at sort of the audience perspective of it. What do you want them to get out of the play as such?
I want them to be shocked and I want them to feel uncomfortable. We're setting the play in the girls' bedrooms and it feels very invasive as you're watching the girls exploring these really sensitive subjects that have happened to them. So I want the audience to feel uncomfortable so that they then reflect on why they think they're coming to see a nice play at the conventional theatre, and then they're challenged to really change their views.
If anyone is still not sure about whether they should come and see the play, how would you sort of advertise it to them?
An exciting, honest look at what it means to be a woman in the modern age. It's on the 2nd of November till the 5th of November with a matinee on the Saturday at about 2:30. Tickets starting from £4.